Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
What's up, Curiosity Builders? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs and leaders looking to grow, not only by learning new things, but by connecting their work to big ideas and overcoming the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. I've heard it said that creativity is a finite resource. Everything we work on, all of the projects we create, drain our limited supply of fuel that is in our tanks. As I think about the things that fill up my creativity fuel tank, I can't help but reflect upon the tank itself. Does it have the capacity to not only fuel the work I'm doing, but also supply the energy for my life? Deep thoughts in today's episode of Getting Work to Work. Show notes and links for this episode can be found at gwtw.co/274. As you might have noticed by now, I've been getting over a cold and my throat is just thrashed. And this morning I was going to delay recording this as long as possible because I just wanted my throat time to recuperate from just being sick. And when you're sick, you learn things about yourself that you don't really pay attention to when your body's working fine. And I've literally had zero energy to do things. And so I've only spent time doing the mission critical things, the things that must get done. And the rest of the time, I'm just taking it all in. I'm doing a lot of soul searching, a lot of reflection. And the other day, I had a friend come in to my class at a college that I teach at, and he was just sharing about his work. And he made a comment that really stuck with me. He was just explaining to a room full of creative people, what do you want your life to look like? And as I was thinking about that, it just struck me as very profound. What does my life look like? What do I want it to look like? After you spoke, I said, hey, let's get coffee together. Because I love hanging out with this friend and talking. Because when we talk about everything. And what I realize is that when we talk, my fuel tank is growing. Not only in the amount of fuel that it holds, but the level of fuel that is in it. It's growing not only in capacity, but in the current level of fuel. So today when we got together, we were talking about the singularity between tech and humanity. We were talking about community growth and the pros and cons of that. We were talking about capacity. We were talking about choices. We were talking about sacrifice. And we were talking about how in reality, we're all just making this shit up as we go along. And that's okay, that there's nothing wrong with that. And we were just having a grand old time drinking coffee and just shooting the shit. And as I was reflecting on this conversation, it was really a reflection of how I want to live my life. I want to spend time with people that are important to me. I want to do work that is valuable, yes. But it's not just about the work that I do. It's about the people that I connect with. And that was really awesome to understand why I do what I do, why I do interviews with other creative professionals. It's about being in community with people. It's about sharing. It's about talking about the important things of life and the incredibly trivial, unimportant things. And most importantly, it's about listening. It's about listening to what other people think about things so that I could be like, I never really thought of it that way. And in a way, it's like letting the fuel tank get a drink of just life. It's pretty awesome. I had lunch with my mom this afternoon and she said, well, it really looks like your podcast is doing well. What, working to work or whatever? And I'm like, yeah, it actually is doing well. And she's like, how do you find these people to talk to? And I just said, well, sometimes they reach out to me and other times I reach out to them and I research them and I want to understand who they are. She's like, wow, that's just so different. And that's just the state of how I want my life to be. I love it when I can see people having conversations, not about the work that I'm doing, but the people and the ideas that I'm connecting them with. That is my creative fuel tank growing. The other day I was finishing up a class and I was waiting to pick up my wife at work, and I was just walking along the street and I saw this sign for an office building. And one of the businesses inside this building was a self-care center. I think the business was something called Live Everything Mindful or Let Everyday Mindfulness or something like that. And as I was walking, I heard something inside saying, you need to go in there. Go get curious. And so I walked in there and I went to the person at the front desk and I said, I'm curious, what's this self-care center all about? And they're like, well, let me take you back there. And I heard them say, this guy has just came in off the street and wants to talk to you about the self-care center. And I could hear a little hesitation. And then they got up when they saw me and we just started talking and having this conversation about a self-care center and what it was about and who it was for. And it was really about this person wanting to rediscover their life and understand who they were as a person, as a human being. And then it was about attracting like-minded people that could benefit from the space as well. And they were painting a picture of what their creative fuel tank looked like. And it was beautiful. And I wanted that. It was something that I wanted to be a part of. The other night, I had an interesting thing happen where someone came up to me and we were talking about ideas and said, hey, I had that idea before too. And I asked, well, why didn't you do it? Well, because you did it or someone else did it. I said, but that doesn't mean that your idea is not valuable. Go do it. And I share all of this stuff, all of these stories, because I think it's painting a picture of the finite resource that is our creativity, but the beauty and the character of your creative fuel tank. So I just want to share five characteristics of what your creative fuel tank could be. And the first characteristic is just the capacity of fuel that your tank can hold. And I think when we're starting out as creative professionals, our fuel tank doesn't actually hold that much. And that we just have to, you know, it's like grabbing a glass out of the cupboard and we get the smallest one possible. And that as we get used to drinking water, eventually our body can handle more and more over time. And I think with creativity, we need to use what we have and refill. And over time, our tank grows in capacity and what it can handle and the amount of fuel that it can hold. But if we never spend the fuel, if we have an idea and we hold on to it and we don't take it anywhere, our tank will never grow. The fuel will just become stale and it will eventually become useless. I think the second characteristic of your fuel tank is the current level of fuel. That's the obvious one. I mean, all of our cars have a gauge that says how much gas is in our car. And when it gets to close to empty, we want to go fill it up. But when we can understand the current level of fuel, I love my car because it tells me how many more miles that I have to go until I need to fill up. And I think our lives are like that in a lot of ways. If we truly look at the gauge that says how many miles we have left. And so what is the level on your fuel tank right now? How do you know? Maybe it's how tired you feel. Maybe it's how alive you feel. Maybe it's how joyful you feel or how full of despair you feel. Pay attention. The third characteristic of your creative fuel tank is just the diversity of fuel that's in it. What's interesting is there's different types of fuel. There's different levels of octane. There's different levels of ethanol. There's different levels of gas. There's rocket fuel, all sorts of different types of fuel. But when it comes to creativity, the diversity of fuel is what we take in to refuel. whether it's going to an art museum and looking at modern art or art from the Renaissance or prehistoric cave art or Native American art or Islamic art. All of this artwork, all of this diversity of fuel is important because the more diversity of fuel that we can take in, the more surprises can come as we burn that fuel. The fuel that we burn is characteristic of that fuel. I think the creativity that we express is a reflection of the fuel that we have taken in. And the more diverse the fuel, the more diverse the creative outcome. And that's kind of mind-blowing to me. It's like thinking about the conversation with my friend today, thinking about the singularity, thinking about how much is enough, thinking about analog and digital and how the return to working with our hands and all of these things. That's fascinating. What will become of that creativity and curiosity that's burnt from this fuel? Think about as you talk with people and you live life with people that don't look like you or don't believe like you and how that affects you on actually a positive level. Beauty, hope, and joy. The fourth characteristic of your creative fuel tank is the integration of your fuel tank with your life and work. How deeply does your life and work pull from the fuel tank? I think about just a V8 engine versus the engine in my Prius. I think they both draw from the fuel tank in different ways. So I can go 40 miles on a gallon, but the V8 is going to get up and go a lot quicker, and it's going to, but it's going to burn that fuel faster. Doesn't mean anything other than the fact that the more integrated with your fuel tank, the more it pulls from that fuel tank, the more power it's going to pull and the faster it's going to empty. And you need to pay attention to that gauge, that level of fuel, as the integration of your fuel tank is deeper and more powerful. Finally, the fifth characteristic of your creative fuel tank is just the efficiency of your motor. When you're struggling, when it's hard, when you're sick, or maybe you're just tired, your motor's not going to run as efficient when you're taking care of your motor. When the fuel is pure, when life is connected deeply, you can do things to take care of the efficiency of your motor. You can get a tune-up. You can put better fuel in there. You can make sure that everything is in top running order. The same thing with our creative fuel tank. So what are you going to do? How are you going to foster your creative fuel tank in a way that allows it to not only grow in the amount of fuel in your tank, the level, but the capacity of which it can hold more? The diversity of fuel that you take in, how deeply you're pulling from that fuel tank and the efficiency of your motor. I hope that through this weekend, you'll take some time to really think deeply about this. And I hope that you'll spend some time this weekend filling your creative fuel tank so that next week, your work will be that much more richer and meaningful. Before we wrap up this episode of Getting Work to Work, I want to leave you with a few questions to ponder. What is the current status of your creative fuel tank? What's the capacity? How much fuel's in there? What is the diversity of fuel in your tank? How integrated is your fuel tank with your life and work? And how efficient is your motor running? You know, there are a lot of podcasts you could be listening to, and I am grateful that you would spend valuable time listening to Getting Work to Work. Would you be willing to spread the word about the show with your friends, other creative entrepreneurs and leaders who want to get their work to work? You can send them to gwtw.co to access every episode, as well as find the links to stream the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, and more. I really appreciate all of the support as the show continues to gain listeners each episode. It really does mean a lot to me. You may have noticed in this podcast that I love talking about curiosity, but did you know I also like writing about it too? Each week I release my curiosity thoughts in the Curiosity Lab, and you can sign up today at the bottom of the show notes page at gwtw.co/274. I also have an email series for creative entrepreneurs who may be struggling with burnout, conformity, and mediocrity called The 7 Deadly Curiosity Killers. Head to curiositykillers.com to learn more about the ways that you are killing your curiosity and you might not even know it. Would you like to be a guest on a future episode of Getting Work to Work, or know someone who should be on the show? Maybe you need some advice, encouragement, or just want someone to say hi to? Drop me a line by sending me an email. I'm chris@chrismartinstudios.com, or you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm @CMStudios. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.